Hello, Polytopians. Thanks for tuning into the Polytopian Times. I'm your host, Sam, and today we are having a special episode, a break from all the tribe episodes, to stop and talk about the latest update for the game, and to sort of reflect on the overall status of diplomacy post-launch. So without any further ado, let's hop in and take a look at the changes that have been made. Starting off with one of the core big changes, we've got the changes to cloaks and infiltration, the obviously the addition that we had with diplomacy overall. Off the bat, so all units can now detect cloaks, which is pretty nifty. It's not just mindbenders and other cloaks. So that changes up how stealthy they are. You really have to think about your cloak placement when you're trying to get them in, and it makes it a lot easier to sort of hem them out, even just using sort of a spaced out wall instead of a completely locked in shield wall. So that definitely helps in general, or just having riders who can run around and spot them once they stop nearby them. A lot more opportunities to prevent a cloak rush there. Beyond that, cloaks got a buff. So they now have the scout ability, which gives them the vision of a battleship, which makes them extremely good just for scouting purposes alone. Just completely ignore their, you know, wonderful purpose, maybe bombing a background city once they've done their scouting. So I think that might be maybe a bit too much strength for cloaks. I don't know that they needed scout. That seems like a bit much for them. Creep, I think, is fine. Removing the terrain movement nerfs is a-okay. Giving them their full two movement on just regular terrain is a-okay. I don't think, however, that they needed scout. I think that was a bit much. Overall, infiltration has changed a little bit too. So they changed the design for the detect and infiltration signs. And beyond that, you can't do double or triple cloak bombs on a single city. Now you can only throw one cloak at a city per turn, so that does change things up. It also does some damage to whatever unit's doing defense in the city, so that can weaken them a little bit. The daggers can spawn inside of the city if it's undefended, which is another big change. And, of course, the player that's infiltrating, that's cloak bombing the city, they get to steal the star income of that city for that turn. So that's a lot of buffs to make cloaks even more impactful and change the meta even more when they were already fairly decent. Just ways to make them more impactful in the mid and late game where they really show up, because they were more often useful in the early mid game or even in the early game if you could get them out early enough. By the late game, you might start to run into situations where they weren't quite as useful. With all these many, many buffs that they've had at this point, they're honestly starting to seem almost a little overpowered, if I'm going to be totally honest. Now, those are all the changes to cloaks and infiltration, all the new additions to the game. Unfortunately, there were also some very bad choices made in terms of nerfs to other tribes, although I will say that the change for Polaris, at least, is decent. They got their ice bank cap increased to 30. That way, they're a little more capable of competing with other tribes that may have custom houses up, you know, and get a little extra income out of their ice bank, which I think is a good thing for Polaris. Just good in general. However, the devs, first off, made it so fungi no longer do any damage to units going through it, any enemy units, which really nerfs their defensive potential heavily, especially after you took chitons away from Cymanti players already, weakening them down to just 15 health points, and obviously without that fortify defense bonus, just to really kick Cymanti in the teeth a little extra bit, Mijiwan also decided with this latest update to take the explosion damage and reduce it by 50%, which is absolutely uncalled for and breaks the tribe in some very serious ways. Now, you might be thinking, oh, no, it's just to make Dumoxes less imposing and powerful. And certainly that's, you know, a nice upswing on that, but we have to remember that this is also their only viable naval unit, Raichi. When you're fighting up against battleship swarms and you don't have the income nor the capability to produce as many naval units as literally any standard player tribe, because they can throw as many units from non-coastal cities into ports as they want, meanwhile you as Cymanti are forced to only be able to produce Raichi in coastal cities. They just can't come out from the middle of the land. Say you get really unlucky in a peninsula and you have only one city that's coastal, that's only one Raichi you can create per turn to fight off your enemy's navy, which is pretty much guaranteed to be 2 to 3 times larger. Say they've only got 2 cities, only twice as large, but still twice as large, or even 3 times as large if they just have the standard 3 cities. Again, it's a really bad decision, in my opinion, a really bad call, reducing explosion damage by 50%. You could have nerfed it to, say, 80%, and I think that would have been a lot more feasible. But 50% is just an insane overreaction, in my honest estimation. And I really hope that that change is reverted, because it's not a good change. And I think it makes Cymanti unviable now. Now they're definitely not one of the best tribes in the game. They might be one of the worst tribes in the game with this one change. It really was a hot take from Midjuan to take explosion damage down by 50%. And since that's my favorite tribe, it stings a little extra, because, you know, as is, they were already becoming much less viable with the meta changing and going on. And, you know, other tribes are starting to get some buffs that make them better. This has just been relentless slaps in the face, kicks in the teeth for Cymanti and Cymanti players. And at this point, they're really not worth playing in many situations, and you can thank Midjuan for that. As much as I would love to see Cymanti be a little more relevant again, taking away such a crucial part of their meta, when originally two of the big things I found about that tribe that really mattered with the first release was the disposability of the special units, understanding you were working with a swarm with units that were meant to die in Zerg swarm style, and to understand that explosion damage was your unique thing, your replacement persist, the very unique ability that really set Cymanti apart from other tribes. Well, both of those things are now gone, and you really just have a disappointing but still asymmetric tribe to play. So yeah, I'd say overall we had a downgrade for Polytopia with the latest update, but unfortunately bad updates are as prone to happen as good updates are. There are some other changes we can just cover off on the end here. So there was another nerf to meeting other tribes, so you get one less star per level. Not necessarily the greatest thing, not the worst, that's just some minor balance, honestly. The AI are now going to go out of their way to try and reveal cloaks now that every unit can detect them, which is just fine. Doesn't really change their proficiency for spamming cloaks out at you, but they'll definitely try and find your cloaks if you send them at them. And at least team games are going to be a little better, because you can now heal a full 4 health points in allies' territory instead of just the standard 2 health points. So that does actually make peace treaties quite a bit more useful in-game. Now, they did make some minor bug fixes, too. So boats on ice being able to move on to land, that shouldn't be happening anymore. Also, you shouldn't be able to destroy buildings with invisible enemies on them. So that should have been fixed up. There were some fixes to the ELO scoring system in general, and some algae import interactions, and, you know, the general fixes you'd see on the side. Really nothing that stands out compared to some of the major changes. And I gotta say, overall, post-diplomacy launch with these latest changes in, the game's just, it doesn't feel as satisfying or as fun to play as it did before. In some ways, we've had a lot of nerfs, a lot of changes, and while some of them are good and positive, I think we are seeing some overreaction, and there just hasn't been enough balance to make all the tribes feel equally viable to play. It feels like some tribes get kicked in the teeth a lot. Barter never changes and is always just one of the best tribes, if not the best tribe in every single meta ever. And it doesn't seem like that trend is going to change, even with future updates. There are some cool features being added alongside this, but as far as the core gameplay goes, I think we're going to be stuck with unbalanced tribes and with overreactions in terms of buffs and nerfs, if this is what we've seen so far continues to be the case, which is disheartening for such a fun and quality game. I really hope Midji can maybe at least reassess the changes he's making to some of these other special tribes. You know, it's sad to see us bumping up Polaris this late in the game at the same time as we are really slashing Cymanti's viability as a tribe. I don't want to see special tribes become substandard tribes compared to the standard typical 12 tribes that you have. I really do like that they're asymmetric but usually equally viable. Nobody liked the overpowered Cymanti era, but that era isn't with us. anymore. It's not the way it used to be at launch, and I think that's something we need to keep in mind. You know, there's some fixes we can make to, you know, help keep them from being completely overpowered, but having explosion damage is not the way forward. Well, overall, those are my thoughts on the latest update and on the meta in general post-launch. You know, it's a rider meta, and there's nothing wrong with that. We've seen plenty of good and fun things come out of it, but I feel like we're starting to see maybe a bit of an overreaction towards some of these specific special tribes, much as we saw with Polaris and, you know, some of the other special tribes back in the day. I really hope that doesn't continue, but we'll just have to wait and see. But thanks as always for tuning in, Polytopians, and until next time, see ya.